and welcome back to The Life You Love. My name is Kimberly and I'm your host. Thank you so much for joining me on this episode. I want to just take this moment to really celebrate a couple of the clients that I have that I'm working with right now. I am going to celebrate Jacob. He is, he's got this really, really cool business that he, you know, took the leap of faith of a few years ago, I think almost 3 years ago. And he left his job, his very secure job, and left it to run an Amazon resale book company. And I'm so excited for him because he is taking another leap of faith with his business. And he and his family are doing a really bold move that is going to be so, so good for them. And I am here to celebrate them because here's the thing, you guys, yeah, Jacob's had this business. He took a leap of faith before to leave a job that had security, that had insurance, that had a regular steady paycheck. But what he recognized was, this sucks the life out of me and I can't do this anymore. You know, he wasn't showing up fulfilled in the work that he was doing. He wasn't feeling fulfilled and he loved his family, but he wanted to show up better for his family because he was so drained from his work at that job. And he knew that that wasn't going to serve his purpose. And his purpose is to help and serve so many people here. And he knew that this was going to be hard. He knew that being an entrepreneur and starting a business like this was not going to be, you know, the easiest thing for him. But what he did know was that he was confident and trusting in himself and in the guidance and support that he could receive, that he would be successful no matter what. And that regardless of whatever decision he makes, he would find his way. Y'all, that's courage. That is big courage. And I love courage. Courage is one of my favorite topics. I help my clients find courage to take those leaps of faith. And by doing that, I actually take leaps of faith myself. And it really is amazing. It's like, wow, when you help somebody else make a bold move, it actually inspires you to make another bold move yourself and to activate that courage within you. Now, here's what today's episode is all going to be about. First of all, let's all send Jacob some light love and just appreciate that he is carving a new path for him and his family. But not only that, he is creating opportunities for other people. He doesn't have to know who those people are. He doesn't have to know what's going to happen. But what he does know is that he has to make this step happen in order for him to serve the greater purpose. Now, one of my favorite movies is Tommy Boy. I don't know if you've ever seen it. If you've never seen it, it's so good. It's one of my favorite movies. Love, love, love it. Love it. And one of the things that at the end of the movie, Tommy is trying to sell auto parts to this really stubborn manufacturer, right? And the guy's like, I'm not going to sell your brake pads because there's no guarantee on the box. I need a guarantee. People sleep better at night. Like, he goes on and on and on about how customers need a guarantee on the box. And Tommy goes into this mode that you don't need a guarantee on the box. What is it going to do for you? Like, my brake pads just work. Why should I have to put a guarantee on the box when it's just going to work? And you just trust that it's going to work. And he says it so much better than that, right? I don't have it perfectly, but my point is, Jacob is not taking this leap of faith because he's got guarantees. He trusts and has faith and knows that he has what it takes to do what's necessary for his business and to help other people, but he also has what it takes to figure things out. And sometimes it is really hard on those days when you're like, I have no idea how I'm going to make it through this situation. I have no idea how I'm going to make, I don't have no idea how I'm going to make the right decision. I don't know what decision to make. I don't know what to do. But folks, that's why we have our support systems. That's why we have the, you know, the internet, honestly. That's why we hire coaches. That's why we have mentors. It's because they can help us see things from a different perspective and help us open a door when we didn't even see that door. So I love the fact that for Jacob to make these big decisions, he understood there's no guarantee on the box. But what he trusts is that he knows who can help him when he needs the help, but he also knows that he can trust himself and he has confidence in himself and he has the courage to make the right decisions and to have those big, bold conversations that he needs to have in order for his path to open up so that he can lead other people to a better life for themselves. And that is freaking cool. Let's all be like Jacob this week. Let's be like Jacob. Let's take those leaps of faith. Let's have the courage. Let's activate that confidence. Now, for the longest time, I had no idea how to activate that confidence or how to activate that courage. And I've learned some things along the way. And I want to share those things with you. And I share those things with my clients. We do exercises that help amplify their courage and amplify their confidence within themselves. We talk about what is confidence? What is courage? What does it take to do those things? And what are the fears that are stopping us from taking those next big steps or asking for the help that we need or telling people that, hey, you are in my life because you serve this purpose and I really could use your help right now and for you to step into your purpose so that we can support each other. Sometimes those are the conversations you need to have. So this podcast is actually, even though I love confidence and courage, I am actually going to talk about being exhausted. And being exhausted is because you're constantly trying to go against what is right for you. You're constantly looking for validation from other people and you're listening to their advice when you have the answers within yourself to do what you need to do. Being tired is being tired because you're overextending your helpful self to people who don't even need your help. They're not ready for your help. You might have some really, really, really cool things to share with them, some things that you believe can really help them. But if they're not ready, then they can't do anything with that energy that you just exchanged. They can't do anything with the thing that you just gave to them because they don't have the capacity to receive it. And that's okay. So to preserve your energy in those situations, you just recognize how to help them in a different way. How to not impose your solution on them because that may not be the right solution for them right then and there. So then you save energy yourself. You save yourself from being frustrated that they didn't take your advice, right? And you save yourself from having to figure out their problem. That's their thing to do. That's their task. They have to figure out their problem. And you can help them do that, but you can only help them do that. And the best way to do that is by asking questions. And so I want you to believe in preserving your energy through some different techniques. And so I'm going to talk about a few techniques. And some of these I actually share with my clients. And so that's kind of a big deal. Like, you guys are going to get some information from me today that is what my clients pay for. And I'm not going to give you everything that my clients pay for. I'm just going to give you a couple things. But just know that this is like a really hot topic. Saving your energy, utilizing your energy for the things that matter most. This is what high achievers need. And if you're a high achiever, you're somebody who's been so successful, like you've figured out your way, You've accomplished so much. But high achievers can get drained really easily. And it's because you're overextending your energy or you're not aligned to exactly what brings you joy and brings you purpose. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So, are you tired because what you spend the majority of your time doing sucks the life out of you? That you're doing it because you're fulfilling somebody else's dream for you? That you're doing it because it was right for you at that time of your life, but it's no longer serving you? It's served its purpose in your life. And the chapter might be ending, right? And so it might be time to move on, but do you know what you're moving on to? Because that can be exhausting and debilitating when you know that you're tired of doing this one thing that you've been doing. Maybe it's your job, but you don't know what else you want to do. And people spend years and years and years of their lives doing work that sucks, right? They don't love their job. And they stay because of the security. They stay because of the insurance. They stay because of the bonuses. They stay because, oh, next year, I'm going to get a merit increase of 2%, right? And it's like, that's good. And that's fine for some people. But is that you? Is that job lighting you up inside from the inside out? And you're walking into work every day saying, wow, I love my job. Like, I love doing what I'm doing. And it brings me so much joy and so much fulfillment. And if you are there, you are there. And that is to be celebrated. But sometimes that doesn't last forever. Not everything is supposed to last forever, right? And sometimes it's very scary to take a leap of faith with your career and to take a leap of faith towards something that you believe is really what you want to do, but it doesn't come with the beautiful package. It doesn't come with the insurance and the 401k and the stocks and the bonuses and the regular paycheck. I want you to find what it is that brings you joy, and I want us to go after it. Now, if you're tired because you're doing something that fulfills somebody else, or you're still doing something that fulfilled you before, but it's no longer serving you, work on that. That is something to identify and understand. How is this still serving me? And you have to honor it still. Even if you might be over it and you've been over it for the last year, you still have to honor it because that's where you're at today. And until you take those leaps of faith like Jacob did, until you take those bold moves, you have to respect the fact that this is still serving you and it's still serving you a purpose and it is helping you. But you've got to help yourself and make a courageous step forward. Say hi to the trash man. I don't know if you guys can hear that in the background, but it's pretty loud to me. There he goes. You know, it doesn't matter what you go off and do, but if it brings you joy and it lights you up inside, that's what you should be doing. That's where you get your energy. And that's not to say that things don't get hard when you're doing the things that you love. That just means that when things get hard while you're doing the things that you love, it's because you're ready for that next challenge. It's because you're ready to open up more opportunities for more people. And this hard thing is going to help you do that. Okay? All right. So the next thing I want you to think about is, do you believe that by working hard, you will be more rewarded? So there is this concept that we believe that if we work hard and we put more effort into doing something, we're going to get more results. Like that's so hard. That's like just like tightening and creating more resistance. What I want you to do is ask yourself, am I overly working this? Like, I don't bake, but I've watched a bunch of baking shows and they'll say, you overworked the dough. You could have stopped earlier. And they spent more time overworking the dough and they got a worse result. They could have just stopped earlier, stopped kneading the dough, stopped working the dough 15 seconds, 30 seconds before, and they would have had a beautiful result. Are you overworking? Are you trying too hard? Because if you are, it's creating resistance and it's making you work and put in way more effort than what's necessary. When you are doing what brings you joy and what lights you up, it sometimes really does feel effortless. Or it just brings you more energy and it inspires you to take the next action. Like it helps you be more aligned and more in flow. And that's the sweet spot. That is the sweet spot. So have your radar out for whether or not you're putting in more effort, you're overworking this thing because you believe that by working harder on it is going to bring you rewards and better results. That's not the case. Remember, overworking dough does not bring you better results. The next thing I want you to ask yourself is, are you listening to yourself or are you asking permission from other people to do the thing that you want to do? You might be exhausted because you are still doing things that other people told you is better for you. And they validated the less riskier option, but that's not the option that you should be on. Like, that's not the path you should be on. So you've gone around and you've talked to a bunch of people about like, oh, should I do this? Should I not? Like, what do you think would happen if I did this? And by doing that, you asked them, where should I go? But you're the one that has the answers to where should I go? You're the one that has, excuse me, I had to take a drink. You're the one that has the answers to your path. You guys, we are all, I'm reading a book on consciousness. It's called Power Versus Force, and I really recommend it. I'm gonna start recommending books on my podcast because you just have to read, right? Whether it's an audiobook or whatever, it doesn't matter how you consume the information, but I want you to have a book that serves a purpose for you. And right now, you know, I'm thinking about like, how do we raise the consciousness of, like, how do I raise the consciousness of myself? How can I be more conscious and more in tune and more aligned with the universe and the way to flow with it and to make my life a little more effortless and be in tune to more of the positives and allow things to happen and not have such control when I don't need the control, right? I have been overworking the dough in my life. I've been overworking the dough, and that's why I've been exhausted. Because I'm overworking, or I'm not aligned to what I really need to do, or I've got these mindset beliefs that are keeping me from attracting and achieving what it is that's really meant for me. So this book of Power Versus Force actually talks about the study of kinesiology and that your muscles can give you some answers to the positive or the true things in life. And it's been studied and studied and studied. And this is a huge, it's a huge research clinical study. It's a book on this big clinical study that they did on thousands of people, thousands of different ways. And I really encourage you to read it, but it talks about how the answers are within you. And it's because we do have a attachment to higher consciousness, and higher consciousness can help us through the path. Now, whether that's God, whether that's the universe or source, you are allowed to call it what you want. I call it God. I believe God is setting a path for me. And I activate my higher consciousness through certain techniques, prayers, gratitude, thankfulness, telling people how amazing they are, right? And when I do that, I receive that. And I'm not doing it to receive. I'm not doing it for manipulation or for validation or anything like that. I'm doing it because I know that right there in that moment, I really want to do that. Like, I really want to tell this person that they look freaking awesome today. I actually, when I was traveling this past weekend, there are these two guys at the airport. Oh, excuse me. There are these two guys at the airport and they looked so good. And I told them that. I was like, dang, you guys look so good. And they were so sweet. They're all, oh, thank you, you know? But it wasn't because I wanted to feel good about giving them that compliment. I wanted them to know that they look so good. And I could tell that they look so good. And that was the vibe they were giving off. They were like, man, I feel good. Who I am, how I'm dressed, in my own shoes, doing my thing, walking through this airport, nonchalant, just didn't matter. They weren't like trying. They just were. And I wanted to acknowledge that. I wanted them to know, wow, I see you. I see you and you are freaking beautiful. So I want you to do that. I want you to do that. It's a really good thing. And it's so beautiful. Those moments are so beautiful when you genuinely tell somebody how awesome they are or how great they look. Just give them that love. It's so meaningful. And it helps you generate more energy. It fills your emotional cup. So when you listen to yourself, going back, I listened to myself. Like, I just knew in that moment, I wanted to give them a compliment. I wanted to give these two strangers that I've never met before and I may never, ever, ever cross their paths again, that they looked amazing because they did. And I was like, yes, you look good. Listen to yourself. It is the most powerful thing that you can do. And the more that you listen to yourself, the more confidence that you create, the more courage you have. Because things in life are going to turn out great for you. They are. And even when they don't, even when you think that, man, this is a really trying time, that's good too. We need that. We need the light and the dark. We do. And it's a beautiful thing. The darkness is a beautiful thing because when we see the light, after we've been in the dark for so long, we're just like, there I go. Here I go. I'm going that way. That's the light. I'm going to follow it. Listen to yourself. It's the most powerful thing you can do. Trust yourself. Know that nobody knows what's best for you except for you. And you can always get help. When you know what's best for you, the help comes in how to get there. And you might also know the answers on how to get there. But there might be people who understand what you're going through and you can just ask them, how do I do this next? How do I get there best next? Like, if you can just give me your perspective, you've walked this path, you've experienced something very similar, what would you do if you were in my shoes? If you had to do that all over again, what would you do? Can you help me? I love helping people identify what it is that they want and then going into the next step of what is it that keeps you from going there? What are the fears that you have? What are the beliefs that you have about yourself? Or have you taken on somebody else's belief about themselves and said, oh, if that's true for them, must be true for me, right? I've done that before. And the cool thing is it's so liberating when you can find that belief and say, oh, what? That's what's keeping me? Man, I didn't know that that's what's keeping me. But the fact that that's what's keeping me, that's easy to get rid of. That's easy to move on. Oh, that's so liberating. I want you to be liberated. You deserve to be liberated. You deserve to have the joy in your life, to have the people in your life that mean the most, that support you, that love you. And I'm here to help you too. You guys, I am so excited. This end of the year is the best time of year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Sorry, I had to. I had to. And the reason for that is because we're about to go into this state of let's rest. Like when you think about the seasons and the time of year it is, fall means let's just let go. Let's let go. Let's release. And let's just find and simmer and slow down, right? Because winter is a slowed pace. Spring and summer, those are more bustling. But I want you to recognize that in this season of life, we are supposed to slow down. We're supposed to allow things to kind of, well, things to unravel or to release, because that is the purpose of this time of year. And so if we can be in tune with this time of year and allow ourselves to take some time to slow down, to say, you know, I don't have to go out every single weekend. In fact, I'm just going to stay in. And one of my girlfriends at the retreat this weekend that I went to, she was like, Kim, if what you love to do is to play Nintendo and play Mario Kart, you need to go get yourself a Nintendo and play Mario Kart. Like, go do that. And I was like, you're right. I do need to do that. And so that's what I'm doing. Like, I got to shop around and find a Nintendo. And I'm about to move into my new house. And so what a cool, like, house-giving gift to myself to get a Nintendo and to get Mario Kart. Like, I want to bring that back in my life because I love that. I love playing games. Games slow me down. So I want you to find what it is that slows you down, that allows you to hibernate, to be with yourself, to find those answers from within, because it is that time of year to do that. I want you to befriend the fears or the beliefs that you've had that no longer serve you and say, thank you so much for being here during this time. I have needed you and you have helped me and I'm ready to move forward. It's kind of like Marie Kondo. Marie Kondo, your fears. Marie Kondo, the things in your life that are no longer serving you. Thank them and let them know that you've served me and I'm ready to move forward. And you've helped me do that. You've helped me recognize that it is time to move forward. I want you to see those fears differently. Have the conversations with people that you need to have. Ask for the help that you need. Tell your story. Acknowledge your worth. And also, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Forgive others. They just did what they thought was right in that moment. You just did what you thought was right in that moment. Or you recognized that you decided to make it a little harder for yourself. Maybe we won't do that again. And that's okay. You guys, right now, I have some limited spots for coaching. If you want this kind of help, if you want to go deeper, if you want help finding those fears and working through what's blocking you, that is my job. That is what I'm here to serve and here to help with. I have some really cool specials right now. Specials. I grew up in the restaurants, so specials is kind of like the word. But I have some cool offers. I have single strategy power hour sessions. And those have seven spots left for the single power hour strategy session. This is, let's look at your entire life right now. Let's talk about where you want to go. What are those dreams? These are really safe and secure conversations. This is where you are allowed to speak everything that's in your heart. I want you to acknowledge the fire within your belly. What is that crazy idea that you have? What is that crazy thing you want to go and do? What is that crazy leap of faith that you want to take? And I want us to have that conversation together because I want you to feel activated and ignited for this next year. Let's do that together. Oh man. Oh, can you feel the excitement? Okay. And then I have the next, it's the back on track offer. The back on track, these are 4 1-hour sessions with me one session a week, four sessions. This is back on track. This is the strategy session that you would have gotten with just the single session, plus three sessions mapping out the plans together. We're getting you back on track. Okay. So that's four sessions. And then I also have one-on-one coaching. Now, my one-on-one coaching is a 12-week program, you guys. This is for those who are ready for that transformation. You know that you are ready to take that leap of faith. You need to figure out what it is that you need to do to have the courage, have the conversations, create that confidence. Maybe you need to get that energy that's necessary. Maybe we need to talk about some productivity problems that are happening. Whatever it is, like, I am here to help you strategize and take those steps so that you can actually make that leap of faith happen. You are a high achiever and you are ready for your next big achievement, but you're also ready to get aligned to the thing that means the most to you. We are going from just dreaming to building your dream. And that is what I've done with my clients. I've got a couple of my clients who are actually in the dream building mode right now, and we are working on that specifically. I've also got, like, Jacob, I have him as client. He's established his dream work and we're continuing to work in his dream and make sure that he maintains that purpose, which he's really good at doing. But we also acknowledge the hardships that come with the dream because this is new. Like, sometimes this is uncharted territory and we need to work through the uncharted territory. But I don't want you to be afraid of taking that leap of faith because you don't know what the outcome is or what the process is going to look like. We just have to get there and we have to get started and we have to get into the dream and work the process, but we have to figure out, are you ready for that leap of faith? And if you are, I am too. I'm going to be right there. I tell my clients, look, we're going to get on a roller coaster together. And this is your roller coaster. We're going to have fun, but I'm going to be in the front. Like, if you want to ride in the front seat, I think you should ride in the front seat. And I'll ride in the front seat with you. Trust me, I will. Even if it's the craziest roller coaster ride. Like, it doesn't matter. I'm getting on that roller coaster with you. And we're going to do it together. And we're going to hold hands. And we're going to be afraid. And we're going to scream. And we're going to laugh. And we're going to have joyful tears coming out of our eyes because that was the funnest, coolest, thrilling experience that we've ever had. And we just did it together. And that was so much fun. We have so much fun in our coaching sessions. So, the 12-week session, that is for my clients who are super uber committed. You have clarity. Maybe you don't have clarity on everything, but you know that you're ready to make this transformation happen. Like, there's no other choice. I'm opening up more spots in January. So right now, I'm not starting those 12-week sessions. I'm starting those 12-week sessions in January. So I'm pre-booking and reserving spots for that. I am going to take 8 clients in January. One-on-one clients. 8 clients in January. And I'm pre-booking that right now. I have 7 sessions for the one-on-one, the power hour single strategy session. I have 7 sessions for those open right now. And then I also have for the back on track sessions, those I have 5 slots left. Okay. All right, loves. Oh man, this is going to be a great week. I love you all so much. Thank you so much for tuning into this week's episode of The Life You Love. Please, I didn't even tell you. I've got my book now links in the podcast episode. You can find it there, or you can go to my website, kimberly-tackett.com, hit the book now in the top right. Every single one of you who's signing up for any of those 3 options, you're going to get a free 45-minute session with me. And this is to understand, where are you right now? And are you a good fit for the program? But also, which one is best for you? You might be ready for the, 12-week session, but through the conversation that we have in this 45-minute consultation, we might identify that you might just be ready for the 4 session, or vice versa. You might think that you're ready for the 4 session, but you're really ready for the 12-week session. So what I want to do is just ask you some questions, get to know you a little bit, understand where you're at today, what is coming up for you. And then we can go from there and figure out what is the best option for you. And that way you feel really confident, because when you don't feel confident, you're not going to show up to the sessions. I want you to show up to the sessions so that we've got to get rid of any resistance or fear. And that's what we're going to do together. So, all right. I have all the love and the light in the world for every single one of you. Thank you so much for tuning into this session. I really hope that it helped you and it serves you this week. And just know that there's so much goodness out in this world. Even though this world feels a little heavy right now, we all experience our winters. We all experience the dark times, but there's always light. And so we're all going to go towards the light. Let's make sure that we find what is that light for you, and let's go that direction. You guys have an amazing week. I will talk to you next week on The Life You Love.